Hey there, amazing people. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to letting go of all the stuff weighing you down and stepping into a life filled with joy and possibility. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that stops so many of us from truly blossoming. Fear. Ever felt like fear has got you in its grip? Like it's whispering doubts in your ear, holding you back from taking that leap, chasing that dream. I get it. Fear is the sneaky little gremlin, isn't it? It can convince us we're not good enough, brave enough, or worthy enough to have the things we truly desire. But guess what? You are. And I'm here to tell you how to ditch those fear-fueled stories and start embracing the abundance that's already waiting for you. First things first, let's acknowledge that fear is a natural human emotion. It's there to protect us, right? Like that inner alarm system going off when you almost step into traffic. But here's the thing, sometimes our alarm system goes haywire, triggered by imagined threats instead of real ones. We start fearing failure, rejection, the unknown, and it becomes this heavy weight dragging us down. Here's a game changer. Recognizing that fear doesn't have to control you. You can choose to face it head on, even dance with it, without letting it steal your joy or derail your dreams. Think of it like this: if fear is a wave crashing down, don't let it drown you. Learn to surf it. Number one. Identify those pesky fears holding you back. What are the thoughts swirling around in your head that keep you stuck? Are they based on facts or just anxieties you've built up over time? Journaling can be super helpful for this. Get those worries out of your head and onto paper. Then challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of "I'm not good enough," try "I am capable and worthy of achieving my goals." Number two. Remember that you are so much braver than you think. You've already overcome countless challenges in your life. Tap into that inner strength, that resilience that got you through tough times before. Celebrate those victories, big or small. Remind yourself that every step outside your comfort zone is a win. Number three, shift your focus from what you fear to what you desire. What are the things that truly light you up? What makes your soul sing? Let that passion guide you. Let it be your compass. When you're aligned with your dreams and values, fear loses its grip. Number four, surround yourself with positive people who believe in you. You know those friends who always lift you up, encourage your wildest ideas, and celebrate your successes. Cherish them. Their support is invaluable. Avoid those energy vampires who drain you with negativity. And number five, this one's a biggie: practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation, these little moments add up and shift your perspective towards abundance. When you focus on what you already have, there's less room for fear to take hold. Remember that time when you finally decided to apply for that dream job even though you were terrified? You know, the one everyone said was way out of your league. And guess what? You got it. Or maybe it was the time you took a chance on that big adventure, leaving behind all your comfort zones. I bet he came back feeling empowered, like he could conquer anything. Those are moments when fear didn't get the last word. You chose courage, you chose to believe in yourself, and you created a life more aligned with your dreams. Let's recap. Fear is normal, but it doesn't have to rule your life. Challenge those negative thoughts, tap into your inner strength, focus on what you desire, surround yourself with positivity, and practice gratitude. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear keep you from living your fullest, most vibrant life. So, my challenge for you today is to identify one thing that's been holding you back. Maybe it's a project you've been putting off, a relationship you need to address, or even just speaking up more in meetings. Take a moment right now and think about it. And then, decide: are you going to let fear win? Or are you going to choose courage, choose abundance, and step into the power you already possess? I know you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Tag #LetThatStuffGo. I love hearing your stories and seeing how you're embracing a life filled with joy and possibility. And remember, tomorrow is another day to let go of what doesn't serve you and step into the amazingness that awaits.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.